Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to navigating the digital jungle. Ever feel like your inner voice is a constant stream of negativity? Like that nagging little gremlin whispering doubts and fears into your ear? You know, that I'm not good enough kind of chatter. Well, guess what? That's negative self-talk, and it's more common than you think. Today, we're diving deep into the power of the sneaky little voice, why it's holding us back, and most importantly, how to flip the script and replace it with a chorus of positive affirmations. Because honestly, who wants to live life with that inner critic raining on their parade? Not me, that's for sure. So, buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to unpack 5 powerful takeaways that can transform your relationship with your own thoughts. First things first, understanding negative self-talk isn't about being positive all the time. It's not about ignoring reality or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. No, it's about recognizing those thought patterns, acknowledging them, and then choosing to respond in a more constructive way. Think of it like this. Your thoughts are like guests at a dinner party. Some are welcome, some are less so. Negative self-talk is that uninvited guest who hogs the conversation and leaves you feeling drained and awkward. But guess what? You get to decide who stays and who gets shown the door. Second, negative self-talk often stems from past experiences, insecurities, or even societal pressures. It's like a mental loop playing on repeat, reminding us of perceived failures or shortcomings. But remember, your past doesn't define you. You have the power to rewrite your story and choose new narratives that empower you instead of hold you back. Third, pay attention to the language you use with yourself. Are you constantly criticizing, judging, or putting yourself down? Swap those harsh words for kinder, more compassionate ones. It's like talking to a friend. Would you speak to them the way you sometimes speak to yourself? Probably not. So treat yourself with the same kindness and respect you would offer someone you care about. Fourth, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? What's another way to look at the situation? Often, when we examine these thoughts critically, we realize they are based on assumptions or distortions, not facts. Finally, and this is crucial, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment and remember that everyone makes mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a loved one who's going through a hard time. Picture this. You're about to give a presentation at work, your heart is pounding like a drum solo, and those pesky negative thoughts start creeping in. What if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm unprepared? Instead of letting those doubts take over, try this. Pause, take a deep breath, and remind yourself, I've prepared well for this. I know my stuff. Even if things don't go perfectly, I can handle it. Then focus on delivering your message with confidence and authenticity. Remember, replacing negative self-talk with positive affirmations is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience. But the rewards are worth it. Increase self-confidence, reduce stress, improve relationships, and a more fulfilling life overall. So, let's recap. Today we learned that understanding our inner critic, challenging negative thoughts, practicing self-compassion, using positive affirmations, and acknowledging our accomplishments are all key to silencing that nagging voice and replacing it with a chorus of positivity. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts. Choose wisely, choose courageously, and choose to shine. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do this week to start silencing that negative self-talk? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all lift each other up. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on any of our future episodes, packed with more tips and tricks for navigating the digital world with intention and purpose. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.